Hello, 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 everyone. Thank you so much for taking time out of your crazy busy schedules right now to tune in to Spiritual Emergency Training. This is myself, Lynn, Mystic Healer, and I do have a guest on that I'll introduce in just a minute, but I really wanted to get my song introduced again to all of you for thought forms of, because at the end you'll understand it's time to unite humanity for harmony and building cohesive communities, not what we have going now. And how do we do it? We stand up together and say, no more lies, no more greed. No more depopulation, transhuman, robotic warfare, plutocracy. No more lies, no more greed, no more vaccination farms, chemtrails, fracking, smart dust, brain chips, or Monsanto toxic beets. No more lies, no more greed, no more hate, no more wars and drug wars profiting the elite. No more lies, no more greed, no, 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 no more rulers from Wall Street for mass incarceration or fossil fuels. We do not need no more lies and no more greed. No more racial animosities, misogyny, pedophilia, or xenophobia. We do not need no, no, no more lies and no, no more greed and no more hate. Fight. All fight, violence, fight, can be confined to some kind of sports activities. No more lies, no, no more greed, no more abuse or drugging our meek. No more lies, no more greed. No more mendacious mind control media. We do not need and no more lies and no more greed. Ah, humanity is awakening to co-create our new realities. No more lies. No more greed. It's time, it's time to unite humanity for harmony, harmony, harmony. Yeah. So I'm having Andy Miller is my co-host again today, and he's a philosophical stoic, if you haven't heard from him before. He's got computer-based education from the 1970s. Imagine writing a first email around 1971 or 76, right in there anyway. He uses computers to help diagram family emotional processes and community emotional environments. Yeah, community, there we go. Yeah, new networks and what have you. So today, again, we will be talking about how to manifest safe, loving, caring communities with our evolving consciousness, coalitions, and internet. And also, too, his background, which is really important at this point in time, is his background with daily understanding of the politics of our USA, from Magna Carta to Bill of Rights to Constitution to old paradigm programs and, oh gosh, gerrymandering and let's see what else, all the, of course, voter suppression, on and on and on. Welcome, Andy. Let's focus on solutions.
Wow. We've been around that long, the Magna Carta. You're right that most of our laws are based on it, but it's fun to think about the Magna Carta. So today, I was thinking about, Lynn and I were talking, and I was thinking about how do we identify the greed we want to fight, and how do we identify resources to lobby them to be channeled to our particular cause? And I found a site I haven't fully checked out yet called FFIS.org, Federal Funding in the States, how much states take from federal funds. It's got a lot of documents in there I haven't researched yet, but I suspect it's all about what money is going to the states and what it's being used for. So my first suggestion is we need to identify in our state, in our county, in our village, the budget, which is a huge thing. Where is the money coming from? Where is the revenue coming from? Who's giving the bucks?
And it's federal. You need to start at the federal level, the federal.
Well,
you know,
most of the states
audit the Pentagon. Audit the Pentagon, you guys. Get on with Senator Wyden from Oregon. He has an audit on the Pentagon. You want to talk about black ops and all the missing funds and trillions going to Afghanistan
states,
with 95% of the world's heroin coming out of Afghanistan. Hey, you really want to follow the drug wars and the military.
Well, identifying all our nefarious world affairs is a different thing entirely. There's lots of non-Pentagon money that goes to states, and states depend anywhere from 20 to 40% on this federal money, and it comes with strings attached. So
have you looked up, it was even reported $300 billion a year for fossil fuels. Just for fossil fuels, government subsidies.
Right now, what each of us would need to do in our local areas, identify how many fossil fuel funding was coming into our each area. We need to start locally and getting to know where's the money coming from and what's it coming for.
To the state treasury, everybody. Everybody's state treasury, they have the documentation of the federal funds that come in and, for either infrastructure, health care,
Your county has, and your county and city have where the state funds at the state level, too. It's some of it trickles down. It's the same money.
Yes, I don't know. Do you know
if you go online to a search engine and you just type in, your county's name and budget or your state's name and budget, it's all there. Also, you may not know that you can access any laws for your state, your county, your district. Although laws are often regulated by the court rules, and laws often imbue agencies with the ability to do regulations, you can find out anything you want now if you're really interested in finding out everything.
Say that again. Say those sites again where you get the
Suppose I live in Albuquerque, New Mexico. I can type in Albuquerque City Ordinances or Albuquerque City Budget or the name of my county and budget. Or you need to learn to read the documents. They're often accompanied by a lot of bloat and blather. Also, case law for most cities, states, such as online, there's various different ways that it's read, but if you type in the name of your state and then say laws, you're going to find a site where you can look over your state laws. You can find out all sorts of interesting things. Instead of hearing what someone on TV says the law is, you can actually go look.
You
have a tenant-landlord dispute, you can go look at the tenant laws for your state and your city and go find out for real what they actually are instead of maybe relying on a media which may or may not bother to tell you what you need to know.
Yes, and personally, I have a friend. You can go to Jedry, GEDDRY.com. She's working with Earth Law right now in CELDAF, groups. But she is an electrical wind engineer with a background who actually went into the electoral office in every county, everyone. The electoral office in every county has all the manuals online for having built, to create your own ordinances, referendums, ballot measures, house resolution,
Everybody should look up where their county office is to submit referendums and ballot measures, how many signatures are needed. Just go look it up. It's all there. It might be under your Board of Elections site.
Okay, here's the other part, though, that we're up against in the government, right? Because of the government subsidies and the corporatocracy that's running everything is my girlfriend who did the county ordinance got it on the ballot. It was fabulous. It was sort of like it came after a try on the home charter rule, initiative. But anyway, she got this ordinance and she got it signed. She and her girlfriend, it was so awesome, you know, that she had had it. She had a whole plan to do wind in the area where I live, wind energy. I'm right on the coast and it can cook. It can really get windy. And so she had this grid plan for wind to be integrated. And of course, you know, the if you get into following the money, you'll see that the money that comes into the state is still being taken over by Koch Brothers Exposed. Check that out, Koch Brothers Exposed groups, and the Koch Brothers and the fossil fuel industries that have taken over, and the subsidies that come into the states as far as energy goes.
Well, I guess what you're saying is true, but that shouldn't stop you from doing it. This is a long-term effort. The first time you get something on a ballot, it means the entire population is aware that it's possible. And then people who are interested begin to look at it as a viable alternative. It probably won't pass first time. Then second time, more people are involved. And before you know it, after three or four times, it passes. So part of getting on the ballot is to make people aware that this is a legitimate alternative to be seriously considered.
But they're not doing it partly because there's all this funding that when it does come in, like I said, there's billions coming in, you know, per year that go into every state, and then how it, you know, goes down to the different communities, what have you, and it's under certain.
There is a reality. There is a scientific reality here. In places like Wisconsin, where fossil fuels is big, they're having more wind and solar farms simply because they're cheaper and safer, and no matter how much money is funneled into fossil fuels, there is a scientific reality that will overcome that after a while. All you need to do is make the population aware that it's a viable alternative, and sooner or later, it'll come into being.
Yeah, but again,
you can't stop an ocean, okay? You can't stop an ocean from flooding your house if the ocean wants to. The advent of renewable energies is an ocean of inevitability, and it can't be stopped.
So the Green Party is definitely on board with a lot of the aspects that I really like, you know, automatic voting rights, ranked choice voting, and
whatever your particular political purpose, these resources are important to you, whether you agree with our issues or not. Knowing how to get something on a ballot, knowing how to assess the funding sources, those are all critical for anyone who wants to advocate for a cause. You shine light on what's happening now, and you can point out why it needs to change, and you'd be armed with facts. This site, FFIS.org, Federal Funds Information for States, is something I have not looked at yet. It describes itself as the FY 2018 budget, everything you want to know about the 30% of state revenue that comes from the federal government. I'm going to be reading this to see what it's about.
Yes. Okay. And then what I'm finding is, to get focused on how to get the legislation for and how to word it, you know, for these heart and soul, like Heart Math Institute. What if that was mandatory training for kids in public?
You're talking about
spiritual emergency training processes or soul work or soul therapies or soul parenting or, you know, ascension programs. I mean, what if these quantum touch, how about that one? You know, hands-on, you know, inner light work with the angelic realm, not hands-on drugs and guns.
Your question was, how do you get legislation? And
the answer is
that anyone can draw up the legislation. The problem is compounded by legislation that needs funding, has to have extra pages. The Affordable Care Act was probably a couple thousand pages. So it behooves you to break down your project into modules. You can get better chance at legislation. Then you need support for your legislation. And that's difficult in this environment. Maybe it'll clear up after November. An alternative is to go from the ground up and have people who are interested lobby for state or local legislation to do centers in their area, and then the tree grows from the roots up rather than going from the federal down.
We have to convince them. So how do you convince them for these inner peace, you know, world peace police or whatever you want to have?
When you identify your state and local budgets, and you see How much funding is going toward alternative courts?
Oh, they have $8.3 billion that come in just to the state almost every year or something just for health care. So we have to get it, though, for real safety. And if you really want to go around the violence, you have to re-educate and train people. If you want to go around the old paradigm programs, you really have to think about it, how to go, you know, above them and around them. And we need the legislation that will go towards addiction recovery.
Or through them.
Wait, addiction recovery. How do you get this? Addiction recovery centers with true addiction recovery with and mental health care recovery programs that are actually enlightenment centers, healing arts and transformation service centers, where all these coaches and body, mind, spirit healers, light workers can work together, be paid not only to do the healing work necessary in every community to make it safe and more loving and caring and what have you, but also to bring in the new jobs, you know, light worker jobs, light worker armies, instead of killing and drugging and jailing and abusive systems.
Great. We have need more armies now? We don't have enough armies?
Inner peace police? I mean, hey, light workers armies? Yeah. I mean, why not? I mean, maybe that's what it's going to take. You know, Alan Cohen, 25 books, author, said, you know, soul gangs gathering up and, you know, developing armies of light. Okay, say armies.
Well, you could make the cogent appeal to all of your local and national politicians that using the military as a way just to solve at-risk youth problems is not only not viable but dangerous. You could emphasize the fact that the military was designed to resolve conflicts and bring peace, and looping at-risk youth into the military does not promote either. You could provide good factual evidence that there are other ways to help at-risk youth. These are ways you can convince people in political power, but then you have to back it up by a mass of people power. So that
yes,
the
they need to understand, too, Andy. They've got to understand, everybody, that the mass incarceration has been, you know, because of what happened with the 13th Amendment, and it needs to totally be amended because, really, the mass incarceration privatized systems and arresting people with drug and alcohol problems or related mental health problems, which are 95%. You know, we could be remodeling with Restore. Okay, that flips me right into Michael Moore's movie, Where to Invade Next. Oh, my God. Come on. How do we get those government policies? I've been trying and trying, okay, to get them shown at every college political science program and civics in high schools. Those government policies are imperative for restorative justice and for education all the way from grade school all the way through high school and there's sex education, come on, and all the way through to college. What are we doing? We spend all this money sending people to barracks, giving them, you know, sign up for military to volunteer for barracks, for training them to kill people, robotic warfare, biochemical, you know, keep those thought forms just horrible. We're paying for that. And we're paying for them in the give them all this healthcare benefits. Hey, we have over 1,000 military bases in 156 countries. Why don't we pay people for heart and soul based community services with a good basic guaranteed income with single payer to volunteer instead? For all the 501c3s, apprentice business programs, or the kids, you know, to do no harm. They can actually, you know, get with a group of other kids and start their new co-ops and cooperative capitalism.
So far, a large segment of your country voters so far do not believe in some of this. That's why it's not happening right now.
I don't think they know. They're so worried about the entitlement of some disabilities that, and they want to disable people and put them on these food stamps and give them a really low level, ego mind warp as far as I'm concerned. Just take them down. Like here, this is all you deserve. Yeah, right. Okay. Oh, and it's some sort of welfare entitlement. Hey, the welfare entitlement are the corporations. They get paid so much money and they're killing our land, water, sea, air, food. Come on. This is disgusting.
Don't be subtle, Lynn. Tell us what you really think.
I think we want to pay people a basic guaranteed income for heart and soul-based community services. You enable people to be connected and feel connected, feel wanted and appreciated and respected. To pay them to be enabled in community and connected. Okay? And you give them single payer. What the hell is going on? I am really pissed with what's happened with, I don't know how many times I've had to say this for how many years. I was a registered nurse in Oregon and Canada, single payer healthcare. Where are the YouTube sharing videos for Fix It? The YouTube, Fix It. Okay? The YouTube, everyone, YouTube, Fix It. Health at the tipping point by unfinished business. Could you hurry up and help share it? You can't start new businesses when you're in competition with the military-industrial complex or the penal-industrial complex and the friggin', the large corporatocracy complexes that are messing with the healthcare system for their profit.
Oh, I know. I can start a business with a couple $100. No, there's been a lot of discussion about a basic guaranteed income, and there are valid points to be made on both sides. And even some of the most ardent opposers will agree that maybe some form they would want it in the form of tax credits. My counterargument is, what good are tax credits if you don't make any money? But there is a general consensus that something should be done. It's just a question about with whose money. What should be done with whose money? We're already having our money. It's a valid concern. We're already having our money go to a lot of things we don't want. And so people understandably don't want to go to another place they don't want. And they don't want able-bodied individuals to be freeloading off them. And I understand why. So any program that provides money is going to require some form of work, which makes
sense.
Yeah,
they don't understand. People want... Okay. I do occupy groups, and I'll never forget this. One guy comes up, and the street people are mostly the homeless. Okay, most all the homeless you can take right back to post-traumatic stress, foster care, inadequate systems of abuse, or what have you, or the juvie system, or the penal industrial complex, or the warring. That's who's in the streets mostly. They've been taught and trained to use drugs to cope, or guns, or violence, just come on. We have to change the system. So if you don't look at it in the broader picture of these old systems that have cut us off from source, divine soul source contacts, and our higher power entitled, who we really are and how to let go, work with the divine inner God within, the inner light within, our real higher power connection to source and benevolent ETs, by the way, then we can't call them in. We can't get the help. They won't let go. They won't ask for help. If they don't ask for help, there's a law of the universe, free will versus, ego mind versus we've been set up. Ego mind versus the spiritual higher self. And they can't override free will. So if you don't ask for help and you don't believe, they don't want you to believe. No, we can't do that. We got to keep them drug in jail and kill and abuse and, human trafficking, Anyway, so we really have to come together on this and realize everyone only has four, all humans, red, yellow, black, and white, all of them, we only have four basic emotions, and they're related to sad, glad, mad, or fear. So if we learn that everyone
is... Sad, glad, mad, or bad...
No, the fear is a big one. They love fear. They love to see people in fear, and then they cope with drugs or they stress out, right? Poverty and stress or different kinds of stress. Oh, they love to stress you because then you take your own self out, your own systems out. That's what they love that. And then, they'll be coping with more drugs. So they're, more privatized insurance and more big pharma drugs and, more stress and easier to get diseases. So, we have to have more vaccinations. Oh, we have to have, come on, just goes on and on and on. And we're being duped, totally duped by the top elite. And Archon Network that, I don't know, some people call it the Fallen Angel Group. And they have to really, the light has to be shown on them. They need to be arrested, asset forfeitures, or some people say taken off the planet, whatever. You know, we really have a lot of systems to work on together to get all the militaries to unite, stand down, go green now, go green, you know, individually and collectively at harmonic convergence at heart and soul level for the individuals and the collective in every community.
Is that all? Well, I don't know, but all I know is the first step is identifying following the money.
Yep.
And as you follow the money, you're going to learn where it's going, where places you never knew before. And as a person of action is following the money, their mind is going to derive ideas. As they follow it, it's going to be an organic process. Things will come into their head as they do it. The first step is to look. And what you see, you may not like. The next step, once you've looked, is to identify what you'd prefer it to go to. And the next step after that is who to tell and how to get it there.
I need to do more.
I need to do an assessment of what kind of resources are online to help in political activism. I haven't done that in a few years, and things change in the world of the Internet. Things change every year. You know,
every day.
Just about. Like trying to get your arms around a fire hose of information.
And that's what's so awesome. We have language apps, phone apps for conflict resolution, like in Norway, restorative justice programs, you know, new education, job creation, new types of education.
Hey, I live near Chicago, and we have restorative justice programs here.
Is it working?
Yeah.
Cool.
We fight for funds, but it works.
Really? Oh, good. That's good to hear. I know that the Peace Alliance, everyone.org, the peacealliance.org, they have some restorative, new, I call them, maybe they're natural law, but there's Earth Law Group, there's a restorative justice law, there's therapeutic jurisdiction.
Well, natural law used to refer to a political party for a while. There used to be a natural law political party.
Yeah, isn't it called common law out of Canada? Aren't they calling it common? Or
there's some dispute as to what the phrase natural law means. People have been in dispute over that, just like earth law. Different people have different concepts of what these words mean.
Hmm. Okay, so Jim Kenney, I was talking about him before, everybody, and he's with, I absolutely love what AGNT.org are doing. Because I keep hearing if we can unite the churches and spiritual groups and the caring activist groups for, you know, renewable energies and for, you know, new edible landscaping crews or, you know, community gardens, vertical gardens, you know, new green civil service people, whatever. We can get the churches and the spiritual groups united, then we can shine light to stop the wars.
Well, you can't even get churches in the same religion to be united because they cross the spectrum of fundamentalism to reform. So how can you?
That's why. That's the most important. It wouldn't be language gap, but theological, social, political gap that we have to go. That's why soul, heart, and soul therapies and heart and soul. Jobs, soul goes beyond race, religion, and gender. They're gone. They aren't even an issue in any community anymore. You go to the nurturing, caring community service outreach groups, which mean, you know, that everyone actually is starting to be taught, trained, and paid how to help and heal quantum touch, healing touch practitioners, how to help and heal one another and the animals and water and food. They'll know, you know, people are going to be wanting to do new solar projects, new wind, the new car, flying cars or whatever they're going to want to do, you know, different kinds of, you know, either the builders or new urban farmers, community farmers, like we have in China even. Anyway, and then, you know, all these new alternative healing and, healing arts transformation programs and coaching and, blah, 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 blah. You know, there's just so much that needs to be done in every community. And we have the tools, the Internet. People say, oh, you can't change all that. Yeah, you can. We have Internet, cell phones, and language apps. You know, who would Jesus teach to kill or teach to bomb or to poison? I mean, what are we doing? you know? And the Muslims, the real Muslims, don't believe in any violence at all. I mean, they pray five times a day and go somewhere and get on a mat. I mean, my God, who has the time, you know? We're too
many
busy.
Many interpretations of Quran are peaceful. There are some interpretations that are warlike, but I would say the Christian Bible has just as many. Depends how you read the
Bible. Oh, yeah. And they're being, you know, I mean, really, look what the Christians did. Look at the Vatican, you know, go to ITCCS.
And funny enough, the vast majority of victims to Islamic jihadism are Islamic victims that are reasonable people. That's the vast number of victims.
Oh, yeah. How about our military guys who are victims of, how about our slavery and genocide and slavery of the blacks? And how about the genocide, slavery, and of the Native American Indians, Christians? Come on. This is ridiculous. Where's the love? You know, I mean, when you get to heart and real soul level, you're going to higher power individually. That's God within. And that means the light and that energy realm is all divine. It's loving. It's caring. Get this. It's forgiveness, Christians. Forgiveness. Hey, it's gratitude. And it's honesty and integrity. Hey, how about that? You know, and it's like evolving spirituality individually and collectively. Gratitude. And you build, you know, these.
But isn't it really about the collection plate?
Yeah, don't you think that they need to be opened up? Maybe not only remodel most of the prisons and military bases, but how about the churches? You know, they really need to have, you know, karma come. I mean, you pay people to go to church, not to war. That's the truth. Come on. This is ridiculous. What a scam. Okay, I want you to go out and kill a whole bunch of people, learn to bomb them, you know, and keep focused on killing them. And then your whole family's
in violent
warfare.
You can come back. You can come back traumatized with brain injury. We won't give you a job and adequate health care.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah.
You go ahead and lay down your life for your country, and we'll just kick you out.
Oh, yeah, you're a worthless eater. Yeah, we're done with you. Yeah. Oh, unless you want to get a real low income SSDI, so you're kind of still a beggar, and you spend all your time trying to get enough coupons and get your disabled mental, physical body somewhere to get your food stamps to maybe get your canned foods. Oh, how sweet. Come on. That's just disgusting. Yeah.
Again, Lynn, you're so subtle.
Yeah, I am. Well, you want to be subtle, go to Abby Martin. Go to Abby Martin Empire Files YouTube and check out what's really been going on in Israel and Palestine. That is sick. That is sick. And the real Jewish people, I love them. Jewish Voice for Peace, getwiththem.org. Get with Kat Zaviz, spiritualprogressives.org, and get with Rabbi Lerner with Tikkun, TIKKUN.org. Please. Thank you.
Yeah. Way to go, Lynn.
Yeah, real Jewish people that really care, really, really care about,
well,
you know, humanity.
Tikkun Olam is Hebrew for do good for the world, I think. It's the very reform end of the Jewish spectrum, and they're just like, they're like Jewish humanists or Unitarian humanists. All those groups share, they have a little bit of theology, but it's mostly the idea that God created us and it's our responsibility to take care of the planet. And some of the Christian environmentalists are like that. You know,
yeah.
What would Jesus pollute? The Jesus Oil Company, you know. What would Jesus pollute?
Yeah.
It'll be next, the Jesus Pipeline, that'll be next.
Oh, or Jewish or Muslim. They'll blame it all on the Jews, Muslims, and you know, the Christians, yeah. That's what the dark ones do.
I was going to say that
That's
we would put theological things. I was going to say we'd put theological things on our missiles, but I'm beginning to believe now that we'll do things like advertise on the missile warheads like McDonald's and Pizza Hut. So as it's incoming, you'll know what to buy when after you get hit. or after a chemical attack, you'll know what restaurant to go to.
You're good.
I was thinking that.
Have you been listening to Rocky Mountain Mike too much?
They could be, you know, they could lower defense costs that way by advertising on weapons. Every bullet could have a little ad, you know. All the weapons could have little ads on the side.
Oh, they're going beyond those kind of bombs, hon. That's what people don't get. The biophotonic, DEWs, everyone, you can look them up. I don't know if they came out of Operation Gladio, Operation Mockingbird, but they've got these new DEWs, their defense energy weapons, and whoa. In the wrong hands, we're in really...
I'm going to exert my Second Amendment rights. I want one in my backyard.
Yeah.
I held it in my hand.
Forget the guns, people. I mean, this whole mentality of needing warring and guns and...
Wait, I like gum.
Violence. Get,
hey, forget the gum.
Sports.
I like sugarless gum.
Sports, not war. Yeah,
I like
and
gum. You want to outlaw gum? Did you say?
What?
Did you say forget the gum? I like gum.
Yeah,
carry gum.
Where no open carry musical instruments? Remember, why haven't we taught our kids open carry musical instruments?
Well, I don't know what amendment right that is—the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of good music.
Yeah, Sound Healing Institute, check them out. I mean, why aren't we teaching our kids to be sound healers? Let's see, why aren't we teaching our kids how to be, be able to sign up for enlightenment training centers with all these, you know, body, mind, spirit healing artists that have been actually having expos all over the world since I think it's 50s. Sort of when the Unity Church came out, and Global New Thought Ministries, but now it's just globalnewthought.org, AGNT.org, AGNT.org, capital AGNT.org. Please unite with them. They have some incredible, incredible people bringing in, you know, I call it divine government, or Patricia Corderavos with New Era.
The fact is that a lot of people are advocating for planetary this and planetary that, and unfortunately, That's disconcerting to many people who want to focus first on their place of living. In a sense, the focus on planetary and galactic is good, but it's often a construct designed to bring solace to the painful. We need to not forget that our country and cities have a place. They shouldn't be the only place, but we can't just assume that global and galactic and planetary are the only way to subdivide. We do need some local subdivisions too. I mean, they're not without.
Oh, yeah. That's why it's so incredibly important for these, the 501c3s and the NGOs and all the churches. They're part of that sort of, but maybe they're 501c4. Anyway, and then, you know, all these caring activist groups.
Well, they're all struggling for money. They're all struggling
right.
for
and
money
so
to survive.
Right, and so why don't they understand, you know, that's the only way to go with building our new, interconnected cities of enlightenment, peace, green, maglev trains underground, you know, all over the world and all the, you know, light rails. And, I mean, there's just so much cool stuff we could be doing, you know, if we just come together. And our USA, I keep hearing they're the ones to bring in the true Pledge of Allegiance to the flag, one nation.
Well, a few people in power don't want some of that stuff right now unless they can control it.
Exactly.
That's why they want to control it before they let us have it. So it's a fight between the rest of us and a few people in power.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So how do we get... Go ahead.
I feel bad for the people in power because...
Andy, what do you think about... What do you think about the Alliance of Mayors? Have you dealt with them, the Alliance of Mayors.org?
I have cautious, favorable impression of the Alliance of Mayors. They seem to be a lot more concerned with factors. They're where the rubber hits the road. They have to live in communities, and they have to answer to when crap hits the fan. They're a lot closer. It's a lot harder for them to make BS excuses. They sometimes do, and there's still corruption in there. It's not without corruption, but it's a lot more down to earth. The Alliance of Mayors really have to, I mean, you can talk, a state or federal politician can talk about a problem, but a mayor usually has to live in it. You know,
yes.
And the politics is closer to the chest. So even though there's still some corruption, it's a lot harder because they have to stay one step ahead of the populace. The local population is chasing them all the time. So their corruption usually doesn't last. They usually have to shift or retire. You know, it's not like the larger offices where they can hide behind. Mayors can only hope that their corruption isn't discovered or hope that people feel a sense of helplessness and can't do anything about them. But I know, like, for instance, the mayor's health pledge to the... Oh, I was going to say, you know, our Paris Climate Accords, our beloved president only spent $1 million because he wants to leave the Climate Accords. Well, Michael Bloomberg is going to personally write a check for the remaining $4.5 million so we stay in the Climate Accords, which is really kind of cool. But also, there's a lot of mayors and cities who have decided they pledged to meet the Climate Accords, even though the federal government didn't. And that's an example of what I was talking about, where localities have to chime in. Enough localities chime in, it makes it a reality on the ground, and then it works its way upward. Now, whatever you believe about the environment, we're a nation that has to honor our treaties. We can't just be floundering, signing and agreeing and not agreeing. We have to be consistent in our foreign views. We can't just be disrupting treaties and changing our views just because there's a new administration. We have to.
Well, but you have to go with
what
happened to the Indians and to the blacks in that. So we have to take even way more responsibility.
We need to teach our children and reaffirm within ourselves that the good of us as a people outweighs the momentary good a political politician may feel from a short-term thinking. We need to reinstall this notion of statehood, where what we determine is good for the country through consensus stays that way and doesn't just change on a dime. I find that reprehensible, that we're just changing things willy-nilly for political expediency. Even things I don't agree with, I would rather them be consistent than constantly changing all the time. You can't govern, you can't activist in a constantly changing environment. It has to be some rules to the game. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't understand it because, you know, to me, with internet and cell phones and language apps, you know, it's a whole new ball game, and it's like saying, come on, you guys. You know, I know that, my brothers were Army, Navy, Marines, and I love them, I always will. And, you know, they were good people. And
what I'm trying to get at is we, using the system we have, we can improve it. You know, our declaration says reform the system and alter it. We can improve our system by imbuing it with our philosophies, you know. We can get rid of the old concept of I have to win and you have to lose. If we just get rid of that, we'll go a long way towards...
Well, they can keep that in sports, you know. Do that in sports. The rest is...
Yeah, but even in sports, everybody should get an occasional win, even if it's a ceremonial win, you know. Just make fun of it.
Well, I mean,
everyone should get a chance to be...
You know, for the aggressive ones, there's individual and group sports they can do. You know, I don't want to say
even,
that...
Even the most...
I just
want to
make a point. The military, you know, our good military, our Veterans for Peace groups and the intentions, I love them. You know, we can't, you know, I'm not trying to, you know, it's what's happened since 1973 in the Colin Powell. I sent you that document from my friend from that Colin Powell about the...
I remember where I was. I remember where I was with that whole thing.
Well, and peace. You know, the Jeanette Rankin Peace Center, you have to realize there's a woman, first woman ever, out of Montana. That's where my YouTube is, on my... The YouTube from my angelencounters.net website. Anyway, it's from Montana, and it's in Missoula. But when I lived on the Indian reservation in Montana, Salish Kootenai, and then I was down in Montana at Jeanette Rankin Peace Center, I'm doing a couple of workshops. So that's what's on my website, angelencounters.net. Anyway, that website, and that she was the first. I must have a past life or something with her. Anyway, she was the first congresswoman ever in our U.S. Congress, and 1914, and she was against all the wars. And the Indians by that time were so smart. They just said, war does not work, and no. And the backing of all the Indians in the area too for going against the warring paradigm, thought form structures and what have you.
Kind of interesting in history, one man's terrorist is another man's freedom fighter. It kind of depends on your perspective.
Yeah, well, don't you think it's just been warped, though, through the years or times for like the crucifixion.
That's why I always preach, hold it on the revolution, because whenever you disrupt, you create an opportunity for unexpected consequences and agents that you didn't expect to have influence. So every time you go for a change, think carefully about what you want and how you want to get there. You might, if you enact change the wrong way, you might open an opportunity for worse than you're changing to take.
Oh, well, like the people have been screaming, you know, like me and my elder lady friends, Raging Grannies, everyone, check them out too, fun, Raging Grannies. Anyway, it's just like they're in communities, they're statewide, nationally, and international. Anyway, and they're tied to the 13 grandmothers. You might want to work with them too. It's just like we've had people, because of ignorance, it was Buddhist thing. It's so true. You know, lack of love, Jesus, but, you know, love one another, all that, you know, karma, doing to others you want done unto you, blah, 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 golden. Going into the, information about Buddha and the ignorance, that's what I'm trying to say, is it's a fine line to let people know that, you know, hey, I know you're pissed off because you wanted these jobs, you've been promised these jobs to do these horrible, you know, really corporatocracy fossil fuel programs that are just antiquated, but, you know, you need to replace them. They're like children, you know, that's what I see. We're all like supposed to be children of God, not drugs and guns and bombs and, you know, more. And
who should replace them and how should it get done?
That's how you have to be so careful, because there's so many people so ignorant, they don't know. Like I said, I was trying to share the resource document. It's called Renewable Energy Documentary. Do you think anyone's helping that get out there? Just like single payer. It's like our government is still being overrun and blocked by these corporatocracy. And it's who said what, you know, I mean, these trivial.
My personal belief is in renewable energy. I recognize other people don't agree with me, but what I don't want to have happen is to replace one energy source with another one, but yet have the same corruption occur. It's not where I want to go. I want to make sure I'm more concerned about ending corruption with the belief that eventually the things I want to come up will come about on their own. I'm more concerned about ending the systemic corruption and less concerned about any one particular issue.
That's why the value of heart, you know, Heart Math Institute, heart, you know, the imperative of teaching and soul work, you know, different kinds of.
I mean, we have 300 adult voters, 300 million. We have 300 million adults in the United States, and the country was founded on a majority and a protected minority getting their views. So we need to be sure that the system we have allows the majority and large minorities to have their voice. And then I'm sure the right things will come out of it when normal people get together with their everyday concerns and work it out. They just don't.
Well, what
have
did you
right
think
now.
About Cory Booker throwing that email out there and somebody else too? Oh, Bernie, I think it was Sanders, or maybe it was the Sanders Institute. .org, I'm not sure. Our Revolution Group, anyway, about jobs, federal jobs for everyone. You know, and
well,
you know,
I, again, that's an issue I happen to agree with, but I can see the opposing view. What we really need to be able to do is remove the corruption from our political system so we can have a discussion and come to a yes with all the segments of the argument, so there's a majority of people who would come to agreement. I think we can. We can all agree. We can compromise. We can understand each other's needs and work it out if we have a chance. But we can't if we're busy being feared and controlled by a couple of specific political perspectives that don't let us be democratic. If we're allowed to be democratic, it's amazing what we can do. We'll figure it out.
Yes, and that's the other thing. Trying to get the concept out there to people that don't understand that we have 1,000 military bases in 156 countries. And
I don't have a problem.
We can have heart and soul communities.
What I believe you should,
in every community.
What I believe you should be saying first and foremost is you should be saying the military should not be a place where we just dump our at-risk youth. It doesn't help our at-risk youth, and it doesn't help the military. If you say that, you'll get a lot of agreement from a large amount of people. You just take that chunk first. And you
okay, and what about also too mass incarceration? They need jobs, not jails.
Right. Well,
really,
I'm just saying
just
those,
that really
those are bite-sized
jail,
chunks.
But...
Those are bite-sized chunks with whom you can find coalitions and solutions.
Mm-hmm. So it really is building new cooperatives and coalitions. It really is. It really is. Really important.
That's where
yeah.
people power comes from.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is it? Bernie said, if you got 10 million people sitting outside the Capitol windows, it'll mean something.
Yeah. Go to healthoverprofit.org. There's a big march coming up that they're doing again in Washington, D.C. They're with the Popular Resistance Newsletter Group.
Just as an aside, what I think is really funny and sad is that a lot of the people that voted for Trump, they could have done just as well with Bernie. From a political perspective, they had a lot in common from a policy perspective. Most people would look at them and say they're really at different ends of the spectrum, but in terms of their policies, stated policies, they really weren't. They were he reached the average person to give them a sense of meaning and belonging and future for those who felt the world left them behind. It was an amazing amount in common.
I know. That's the other thing that bothers me so much. I mean, you know, like I said, Michael Moore's movie, Where to Invade Next, why isn't it being talked about? Those governments.
I don't know. If I were you, I would focus on the top five things the movie says and stop focusing on the man, because that becomes a personality cult. And I don't really care for the person.
Right. And then other people go, where to invade next? You know, like, I'm not going there. It's more military.
If you focus instead on his top three issues, you'll get around that problem.
Thank you. Okay. I'm going to try. You can kind of.
But they're reacting to the movie, title of the movie, author, and that distracts from the actual issues.
Absolutely. But they do that in mainstream media to keep their old paradigm going. That's what I'm trying to
think. That's why you have to be careful not to be just like them. Or you become part of the problem. In the 60s, they said, if you're not part of the problem, you're part of the solution. I got to find that person, because we have to have a talk about that.
We need to get focused. If we focus on solutions together, you know, individually and collectively with heart and soul resonance services being developed, we can actually really bring in the golden age of Gaia for, you know, universe.
Not about the golden age of Gaia, but the silver age of justice would be good. The thing is, you have to convince people it's worth. There are people who believe we shouldn't get together on this. You actually have to convince them there's merit to getting together.
A lot of it's just ignorance. I swear, they don't know. They don't know better. They have it. The propaganda is not. That's what gets me so upset with Hollywood. All this Avengers, all this violence. Blah, 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 you know, mass media, violence, violence. If it bleeds, it leads. And you know, let's go toward, you know, focusing, you know, on what we can create. Like, there's a YouTube out there, kids. It's called Human Rights. Kids, Human Rights, song group with the youth. There's a World Peace Youth.org group. I love them. It's so beautiful what we can do. I mean, don't you want to be happy, healthy, vibrant, joyful? Don't you want to see that everywhere? Creativity and people just excited, you know, to be, I'm going off to this. This is what I like to do. No, I like to take care of animals. No, I want to clean the water. You know, they'll know. I mean, it just gives everyone a new opportunity to wake up and become who they really are and shine their light, so we don't have this corrupted evil, and some of it isn't evil, it's just ignorant or greedy, old paradigm systems that are destroying the planet and people and all the animals and creatures. Anyway, we only have a couple minutes.
Didn't eat them anyway.
Pardon me?
Didn't eat them anyway.
Eat who?
You said, we're going to destroy all the people and the creatures. I didn't eat them anyway. It was meant as light humor.
Oh, no. We so want to evolve our speed. We're supposed to have more international space stations and different, you know, bases on the unlimited universe. There's so many other Earth-like planets. They have definitely nine, and I guess it could be billions. Who knows? But NASA actually knows of nine other Earth-like planets. And you get the thought forms off of the warring on this planet and cleanup and interstellar travel. It's going to be magical. I mean, just wow. Awesome. Just awesome what we can do. So we only have a minute left. Andy, do you have any closing remarks or contact information for people to get
not,
in touch with?
Not right at the moment, but my advice is get yourself online and find those sources of money. Find out where the money's coming from, where it's going.
Yeah, and ways to reallocate it too, and groups that are working together to reallocate the funds and bring in.
After you find out where it is, then you find out who you talk to empower local politicians to divert it.
Yeah, we really want to go towards building these, you know, light worker coalition groups and these healing artists coalition groups. Oh, USDAC. Sorry, USDAC, really awesome. United States Department of Arts and Culture, United States Art Department of Arts and Culture .org. Awesome. They're bringing in multicultural arts that will help with the old paradigm of divide, conquer, separate, and control, and bring in evolving consciousness programs and evolution. All right, everyone. Much love. Many, many thanks. We're out of time for today. Thank you, Andy, for being on the talk show. I so appreciate it. And blessings to everyone. And thank you so much, everyone, filling you with lots of love, light, joy, and peace. Becoming individual and collective, direct soul source contacts, you know, for individuals and collectives on this planet. So we bring in, the planet of light. We will go out with, I do want to do Patti Becker's song. We're going to go out with Shine. Shine your light, everyone. Remember who you are. You're divine, you're divine, you have God within you. You are made in the image of God. So please go out with the song and blessings to all. Be back in 2 weeks. Thank you. Shine Your Light by Patti Becker.
Me in everything I do, my God lives inside me and loves me through and through. And if the whole world knew how much God loves them too, what a different world this could be. We would shine with the glory we were meant. Would shine for the peace that never fades with time. We would walk with our brothers. We would walk with the divine. We could start right now if we're not afraid to shine. Present. My God is ever true in every act of kindness and in every teardrop too. And if the whole world knew that God surrounds them too, what a different world this could be. We would shine. Start right now if we're not afraid to shine. a light. And if the whole world knew that same power that flows through you, what a difference.